like the threshing machine coming. When you had them coming to your home, a woman's work was very hard. We had of course, and quite a few people did, because in the rural area, electricity just plain did not get there. Towns got it first. And so there weren't a lot of farms that had electricity because of the fact that it cost a tremendous amount of money. You paid for it to get to your door, and they just plain, a lot of them didn't have. So you had your wood cook stove, and you had to carry water. You started very early in the morning, in the standpoint of threshing or field work or anything. The thing I remember is you start carrying the water in right now, you start carrying the wood, the cobs, because you had to get things going. You had to get something baked for the lunch in the morning with those threshers. And of course, you didn't have cold cereal for breakfast. I mean, we had breakfast that consisted of pancakes and eggs or things of this sort because of the type of the work that was done. Then you got breakfast out of the way as quick as you could because you had to get in whatever you were going to make for coffee, if it was cake, and get it in, get it out, get it baked, because you had several that you were feeding at noon, which meant several pies. You had to get the meat going. You had all of this to get going on that. Then as soon as you've got that figured out, you've got to figure out what are you going to serve for lunch in that afternoon and probably that night for supper. So it was continuous all day long. The same way when the men were in the fields planting, mowing hay or whatever, you had to be planning because the type of work they were doing, they needed something for coffee or at noon. You didn't just have a lunch. You had a full meal. The same way at night, you had full meals. So you were always carrying in wood, carrying in the cobs, carrying the ashes out, carrying the water in, and such. The women, from my standpoint, we were always cooking. Laundry was done much differently than it is today. The thing I remember is heating the water. You carried it in, you heated it. I can remember using the scrub board, and then the first washing machine made this horrible noise, and you stuck a hose outside. And that ironing was done with the iron going from the, all the, you set it on top of the stove, and you had at least two so you could keep rotating them. I think we had three. So the two were hot while one was being used, so you could just always keep them going. Kerosene lamps, the dishes, running water was just not heard of.